Phoneboy Speaks, episode 37, Back to the Arcade. When I was a kid, I used to go to a pizza parlor with my dad while he sang. I think I even got to sing. And my reward for the evening was getting to play some games in the arcade. Now, back in those days, the games were very different. There was a lot of pinball games. Video games were just starting, so there was only a few games that we would classify as actual video games. I think I remember Gunfight and some other ones like that that were in there. And I can tell you that I have very positive memories of that. Now, this was an arcade in a pizza parlor, so it's a little different than the arcades that I spent some of my youth in the 1980s in. I mean, I remember riding my bike all over town and then going to the arcade at some point. And if I had money, I might spend it. If not, I would just kind of hang out for a little bit and watch other kids play. That's how you learned how to play games back then. There wasn't an internet to get all the tips and tricks on. You had to go find other people that could play the game and they showed you how to do things. It was a very social experience, the arcades back then. Now, I don't see so many arcades anymore. They're more like Chuck E. Cheese or Dave & Buster's, depending upon your age level. And they're less about the games and more about other things. The arcades I went to, they were not places your parents would go. You only went there with other kids. I think society has changed quite a bit from the times of those arcades. And I think also that the game systems have gotten better. The personal ones. We're talking about the things that you have in your home, like the Xbox or the Wii or PlayStation or whatever it is that you like. And then, of course, there's the whole mobile gaming thing and talking about your iPhones and Androids and whatever. And the fact that games are now connected in ways they were never connected before. There was no internet that most people knew about when I went into my first arcade. And certainly, when I went into arcades, I vaguely knew about the internet, I'd say in the early 90s, but I had no idea it was going to be anything like it is today, obviously. That I think, has changed the nature of gaming substantially. So the fact that games are now a social experience, but you don't have to go into an arcade to have a social experience, I mean, that changes things. I mean, my kids play Minecraft, and they play with their friends. And they're talking on the phone, even though they're not far away from each other, but they're not in the same room playing the game. Of course, I remember back in college having LAN parties, and we'd all get together and hook up our computers in a network and play games. And we don't go to the same place to play games anymore. We can hook up with random people on the internet now. So I think gaming has always been social. In the old days, it used to be the arcades. Now I think it's moved on to other gaming systems that are internet connected, because I can tell you that playing those gaming systems back in the day weren't very fun because I was the only one playing, and once you figured out how to beat the game, it wasn't really that fun. And now with these multiplayer games, it's definitely a lot different experience. And not that I play a lot of games, but I can certainly see the appeal and I can see the fun. And so, yeah, that arcade that we used to all go to, it may still exist in a few places. And in fact, there may be retro arcades now. I think I've seen and heard of a few of those. But the arcade as we know it, I think, is not going to be what it was. And certainly we don't let our kids go off to the arcade by themselves anymore. It's a different world. It's a different time. And I don't know that I'm necessarily nostalgic for it, but I certainly remember those times very fondly, and I think there is something about going to a place and learning from people in person. There's something that's kind of missing today. I don't know that we can ever go back to it. Yeah, who knows? Things go in cycles, and maybe in 20 years we may all be going back to the arcade to play games. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Find more episodes on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com, or you can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or SoundCloud. Find all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/about. That includes Twitter, Facebook, app.net, and Google+. Thanks for listening.